guys and gals, me Mudahar, and ladies and gentlemen, don't worry, I got my full playthrough of Resident Evil coming out pretty soon. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a crazy thing that happened the other day. Did you know that Skynet just went live? Now, some of you might be like, whoa, what's Skynet? And if you say that because you don't know what it is, I feel old. But for people that do, it's actually an artificial intelligence from like the Terminator franchise. Basically, the military activates an AI, the AI goes crazy and starts a war with humanity. Now, we're not at something that cool yet, but basically yesterday, the army actually really integrated military to an extreme degree. Actually, this story's been happening for a couple weeks, so I kind of want to touch upon this and sort of start it out. Now, for anybody that doesn't know yesterday, there was a huge deal where one of the biggest AI companies in America actually ended up just getting declared a supply chain risk. Why? Because they didn't want to integrate their artificial intelligence into the military and be used to effectively mass surveil people and just start killing individuals. Now, this is a company known as Anthropic, and I'm not a huge fan of Anthropic simply because I like open source. I think artificial intelligences like all of these should be available for anybody to download and play around with. These guys, however, don't. They distribute everything behind their paywalls. Everything is connected entirely to their servers. And mind you, we've talked about them literally a few days ago, bitching about how, you know, after stealing from basically everyone else, they're getting shit stolen from them. Anyways, they're the ones that put AI and safety at the frontier. Safety is such a huge deal for these guys that they decided not to work with the US military, I guess, after a certain point. Now over here, the actual individual, Dario Amodei, who's actually the CEO of the company, was like, listen guys, we actually worked to deploy our stuff with the Department of War. We were the first AI company to deploy our models in the US government's classified networks. Yeah, there is an AI perusing around the classified internals of the US government, especially the military. In fact, Anthropic is the only company, from my understanding, that works with Palantir, okay? So, you know, I think this whole statement is kind of a little to begin with. Like, why would you sign these contracts? Bitch, what did you think the Department of fucking War was gonna do when they were licensing your stuff? You knew that this was the eventuality of the situation. So, of course, the way that this was actually discovered was, remember in, like, February or January, when Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro got completely captured? Well, apparently it came out that Claude, which is the AI that Anthropic distributes, was used in that raid. So nobody really knows exactly what's happening with that, you know, model, simply because we don't have the information the government is. We don't know how the model was used. We just know that it was. So the best way that I could probably imagine was the military utilized a lot of the maps, surveillance information they had on Nicolas Maduro, fed it into Claude, and was like, yo, Claude, come up with a foolproof plan to kidnap this guy. Make no mistakes. And Claude, being an exceptionally good artificial intelligence, figured it out and absolutely allowed probably one of the fastest, most efficient raids you've ever seen, actually showing how good AI stuff is. So basically, they said that Claude was utilized during an active operation, not just in the prep phases. No people lost their lives in the raid, obviously, except for the Venezuelans and the Cubans that were fighting the Americans. And Anthropics, basically, they didn't, from my understanding, they actually didn't even know that this was happening. Now, the way that this worked was that, you know, the Pentagon was like, hold on, we can use this artificial intelligence to attack this guy, to attack this country. And basically, they did a thing where they didn't really ask the company if this was okay or they fit in their terms of conditions or whatever they signed beforehand. They just did the mission, talked about, and it basically was found out after the fact by somebody Anthropic going, wait a minute. Hold on, guys. Was Claude used for this? And that, of course, started the gears for a lot of this shit, too. Obviously, for a company that promotes safety first, they didn't want to be used in this situation. So I wanted to look a little bit closer into this entire fallout that had happened, right? Why is the Skynet provider here freaking out over this situation? Is there a good reason for it? Again, I don't think that Anthropic is super duper nice. I don't think they're a wholesome chungus company that cares so much about not being like, you know, I don't think they care if they kill someone, okay? I don't think they care if blood is on their hands. I think a lot of this argument from there on, their end, is very performative. I think if you didn't want to even partake in this shit at all, you wouldn't be working with the military in this capacity. Like I said, what do you think they're using you for, man? Like, come on. Anyways, they said that Anthropic over here was basically exists to defend America's lead in artificial intelligence, right? They chose to forego several hundred millions of dollars in order to cut off the use of Claude by those Chinese companies that are distilling their shit. They understand the Department of War makes military decisions. We never raised objections to particular military operations, like what? Or attempted to limit the technology in an ad hoc manner. So basically, they said that they have two lines in the sand, mass domestic surveillance. We support the use of AI for lawful foreign intelligence and counterintelligence missions. But using these systems for mass domestic surveillance is incompatible with democratic values. So it's really nice of them to say this, but again, if you realize that Palantir, the company that is known for surveilling on people, is connected to the military, what the fuck do you think you were being used for, okay? What do you think you were being used to help write a spreadsheet or what? No, man, you were used for mass domestic surveillance. This is such a cop-out answer that, again, you have to be completely brain dead to think that this was not something that anybody at their organization didn't expect. The other thing is actually really fucking scary. Fully autonomous weapons. Partially autonomous weapons like those used today are vital to the defense of democracy. Even fully autonomous weapons, those that take humans out of the loop entirely, may prove critical for defense. But today, the AI systems are simply not reliable enough to fully power autonomous weapons. We will not knowingly provide a product that puts civilians and warfighters at risk. So it's interesting right over here. They're not really saying that they're not going to commit to distributing fully autonomous weapons. They're just saying the technology is not good at this time. Which I think is a very interesting answer, because for somebody that wants safety first, you would provide your software if, of course, you could prove that we have a 100% good kill rate, whatever the fuck that may be. Now, I think it's insane. We've reached the point of, this is literally what Skynet is, right? Skynet is an artificial intelligence that takes the human out of the loop. And what that effectively means is, the way that AI is used now, like, let's say that I'm writing a program, I'm coding something, I typically go to Claude, I ask it, hey, scaffold this project for me, and it'll write the code, but me being the human in the loop, I have to review the hundreds of lines of code that it shits out. A lot of that can actually not be good code. Sometimes there's better ways to do something, and I'll fix something here and there. But of course, I'll always be there to continuously prompt, iterate that project. AI is not at a point where you can tell it, hey, make me GTA 6 or GTA 7, and it'll just reprompt, reiterate, do the whole thing on its own. And that's just for coding, all right? That's just for making videos. We're not at a point where we can stick this software or connect it, you know, to like a fucking drone and have it just decide who to kill, you know? This is the kind of technology they have in Metal Gear Solid 4, you know, with the fucking like geckos and shit walking around, scanning people and then going, target friendly. Okay, friendly support. Target twin Vulcan cannons and murder that motherfucker. That is the scary reality of it. So obviously they decided to not do this. And they said, to our knowledge, these two exceptions have not been a barrier with the armed forces to date. So of course, obviously they were like, we have this hard and fast rule. Now, what did the President of the United States feel about this? Obviously, they didn't agree with the disagreement, clearly. The President goes, the US of A will never allow a radical left woke company. I fucking love how woke has lost, like, whatever meaning it had. It's like, what? We don't want to mass surveil people or just be part of, like, killing people indiscriminately, right? And the other thing is, it's not even that Anthropic is against their shit being used to kill people. They just said the technology is not good enough right now. Look, when an LLM hallucinates your code, it's easy to fix it. When you're in a battlefield holding a rifle and the LLM fucks up battlefield operations, that results in a bullet hitting your head and you seeing God, okay? It is what it is. So here they say that the decision belongs to your commander-in-chief and the tremendous leaders I appoint to run our military. The left-wing nut jobs at Anthropic, by the way, that these guys were still, they were woke the entire time, and they still were able to get hundreds of millions of dollars in funding. Anyways, Basically, what they said was they're trying to strong-arm the DOW and force them to obey the TOS instead of the Constitution. Therefore, and this is the big part, they're directing every federal agency in the U.S. government to immediately cease all of the operations of their technology. So for 6 months, there's going to be this phase-out period, because obviously you can't just rip out the AI it's still being used. But after 6 months, Anthropic's not going to be anywhere near the U.S. military. But even bigger than that, basically any other company that is working with the U.S. government's military is not allowed to work with Anthropic. There will be considered a supply chain risk, and that is arguably a bigger fucking slap in the face and scarier for this company. Now, obviously, they have their principles, but when you make such an enemy out of your country, I'd say operations become substantially more difficult, right? That's why a lot of these big tech companies, like, even though they're from, like, Silicon Valley, and they're always, like, they always, like, preach whatever nice or, like, virtue signally thing they say, ultimately, no matter who's in power, they have to kiss up to these guys, because if the government actually clamped down and, like, monitored what the hell they were doing, they'd be broken up and, like, and have their balls snipped probably 10 years ago. But that's the situation, man. Skynet is unfortunately going live. And I'll tell you why it's going live. Because even though that Anthropic decided to basically burn their bridges with the government, that wasn't the end. Basically, right now, there is an entirely new organization that has jumped in. That organization is ChatGPT, OpenAI. So for instance, this is genai.mil. I can't access it because I'm not in the DOW networks. But to give you an idea, OpenAI has basically targeted and worked and basically signed on a deal literally last night to work alongside the U.S. military. Now, they're probably going to do exactly what Claude was going to be doing, probably to a shittier extent, because ChatGPT generally is just the shittiest AI product that you can get. Like, we're at this point where, like, you could probably use fucking DeepSeek, Google Gemini, fucking Claude, any of the other frontier models, in my opinion, is just better than ChatGPT. But, you know, that's a whole different point. That's a whole different discussion to be having. Point is, another company took their place, they're making the billions, and they're contributing to the autonomous mass weapons and mass surveillance right there. So again, if you care about this shit at all, I guess it's more ethical to say that you should probably support Anthropic over OpenAI. But in my opinion, I don't think you should really be supporting either. Stick to the open source stuff. Yeah, it's not as fancy as Claude or whatever the hell is out there, but at least it runs on your system. Now, honestly, the other big thing about it too is that, you know, if the government really wanted, they can go to some of these models that are copying Claude to an extent, the open source stuff from China, implement it into their actual systems, and probably achieve somewhat of the same effect. But that's a different thing right there, okay? It's crazy to see this situation blow up the way that it has. Yes, Skynet has gone live. And because Skynet has gone live, other things have started to pop up. Like, for instance, anybody that doesn't know, Iran just got struck last night by the U.S. military and Israel. And the reality of it is that this actually resulted within, like, an hour or two of apparently the actual Ayatollah of the nation declared dead. Now, I don't know if this is entirely confirmed. The president says it is. But again, this is such a fluid situation. But if this is obviously as effective as the Venezuelan shit, you can imagine that this is basically possible due to the intense power of a lot of these AI LLMs that exist. You know, regardless of what you want to say, while they're not sentient, the ability for these AIs to process all of the intelligence that the military can fathom and create at such blisteringly fast speeds is what's allowing them to be so good at bombing individuals on the other side of the world. Now look, whatever your thoughts are on this, I think it's a pretty scary situation. I think it's scary because the same kind of technology is being used to spy on you and me, but it's also basically now introduced and being used to indiscriminately kill whatever the government wants, right? And I think it's kind of similar to, and this might be extreme for some people, I think it's very similar to, like, scientists who worked on, like, the nuclear bomb, right? These were people that were scientists that worked on they worked on just nuclear technology. I don't know the exact name of it right off the top of my head, fission technology or whatever. But these are individuals that you know, worked on a technology, researched something that could have been used and is used for something really great, like generating energy or whatever. But also these people designed a technology that was used to basically end the world, the nuclear bomb, right? I think the same thing can be said for like a lot of these AI things out there. Like, as good as an LLM can be in doing really mundane, clean tasks, obviously we all know that it can be used for very nefarious purposes. And, you know, the thing is, it's just an inevitability. Skynet is one of those things that... Skynet's one of those things that is live now. And according to the U.S. military, to them, it's good enough to be used out in the field and against you. So that, ladies and gentlemen, should kind of wake you up a little bit. There's been a lot to discuss over here, but generally today, there's been just an insane situation going on in Iran. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I talked about Iran, too, like a couple weeks ago when it came to the internet basically being shut down. But, you know, honestly, in the end, all I can do is wish the best for the people that are living there. I don't like seeing the death of individuals. I don't like seeing war and destruction. So I hope this situation resolves itself as quickly as it can and we have the least amount of lives lost. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a fat Indian guy on the internet talking about what interests me. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it. If you dislike it, I am out.